This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast. Afternoon
Delight. You're on Afternoon Delight on Joy 94.9 with Jean R. Curie, and we have Tom and Michael in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's okay. My pleasure. Otherwise, it's just me talking to people and I don't know if anyone's listening. So we'll see. Now, I was doing a bit of reading and Jake Shears is bringing out a memoirs and he was talking about it and realised that as he was writing out his memoirs, he realised he'd slept with a lot of people.
What is a lot these days?
Well, and this is what got me thinking, what is a lot? So earlier in the show, we were talking about the fact that people shouldn't be friends with their parents on social media because depending on what you post. Mm. Well, yeah, I am because my parents don't know how to use the internet well anyway.
That's what the friends accept section is for.
I don't believe in sectionizing my life that much. But in regards to, if you were going to write a memoirs, how much information would you put, especially in relation to the guys that you've been in? How far down?
Sorry, that's a big slip.
I mean, being weird. How far down the rabbit hole would you go?
I think I'd let it all out. You know, if I'm going to tell a stranger on the bus, I guess I can put it in a book.
So would this be like an encyclopedia type thing? How many books are you going to make?
Would it be Encyclopedia Brown?
Mine'd be
if
like,
I had a toilet flush like sound effect right now.
I'd need like a bookcase. Like I need like, yeah. I need like the dark arts section of the of the library in Harry Potter.
Like those serialized books that you used to like send out for and every month there's a new edition and
this
it creates
of
a
Michael's
picture
life.
Across the spine.
Reader's digest.
Well, it just makes you wonder like how much detail do you want to go into these things? Because I think if you're gonna write a memoirs and if you're going to put out personal details of your life, go for broke. Quite frankly.
But only the gory details. I don't want to hear about how wonderful everyone was and how perfect every day was.
Well, then that's when it's been like ghostwritten, quite frankly. Yeah. That's when it's been ghostwritten because if you're writing back on it, you're writing the nitty gritty. And that's why I want to read in more memoirs. So why are we waiting, everyone? You could just start writing yours right now. That's what social media is for, right? In the future, writers will just have to go through our social media feed and they can create whatever story
they want.
Yeah,
it'll just be a brain dump of your social media accounts.
Mm. Well, I just think if you're going to delve into it, delve in hard. So apparently in Jake Shears' book, he has at the end a whole lot of thank yous because he was kind of like, I have to recognise some people in some ways. But I like when people write memoirs and go down the crazy rabbit hole of stuff.
Yeah, I would do a mix. I would do crazy rabbit hole of like really in-depth details about some people and then I would just like tease people and like go over, like, wash over, be like, oh, that time I was with George Clooney for a while. Anyway, and then the next week.
But this is the thing, though. Isn't it interesting where you would sit down suddenly and be like, okay, so what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Wouldn't it be interesting for people you know to read it?
Mm.
And then, because think about how whingy people get if they don't think you've responded to their texts. Imagine if they assume they should be in your memoirs. And then you don't write about them.
But you literally leave them on read.
Well, that's why you have a draft version. You include all of that and then just, oh, it's the editor's fault. They're the ones who cut you out of the book.
No, but this is the thing. If you're doing that, and like, I just think how interesting would it be, like, someone reading it and just waiting to have their name mentioned. Ba-boom.
See, that would require me to remember guys' names.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I would assume there would be a period of pseudonyms.
Yeah, and it ain't Mr. Big. And
it would just be people online profile names. Be like, that one time I hooked up with Hairy Guy 32.
I'm going to have to check the screenshots.
Maybe it could be a visual diary. It could be all your unlocked albums online.
I mean, aren't we hitting a point now? You'll be reading on a tablet anyway, so you can have like a picture. It could be a picture book.
Turns out I had years and years of a relationship with someone who I just knew as Looking Now.
Looking Now. Just here for friends.
Oh my God. Those names, this is what drives me crazy. No one is, okay, I am, it's time for me to date. I've said this on air every single week. One of these days it will stick.
Carbon date.
It's time, carbon date could be it. And the one thing I've got to do, if I'm going to use these apps, I've got to use them properly. So I've got to go through and completely rewrite everything that I've got there and how I put it. But the nightmare comes because no one writes what they mean in those things.
No.
There's no one. Art form like, to
whenever
the
they say, and I think I've got a good art form, but whenever they say looking, just looking for friends, they never are.
Yeah, and the second photo as you scroll is like, just like them legs behind their ears.
From the 80s. And it's yes. just like, what, how am I meant to?
I can tell the resolution on that picture has not come from this century.
But how can I strike any kind of proper balance if I can't even get that right? If I can't even project a fake image of myself properly? Like, what hope well, is
that
there
might,
for me?
That might be your problem, just there projecting a fake image of yourself. Maybe give people the real Dean.
I have. That doesn't help me either. They don't have enough characters for me to write at all.
Edit.
Oh, you're also mean to me. It's not
you'd just
fair.
Be like one of those guys that like, oh, visit my profile. You just have to, you know,
well,
sign
it's
up.
Well, it's like
but
one
actually
of those...
have a profile. Just
no,
have
but I have it all.
It's
like, here you go. And I hate when people are like, oh, you can see the pictures on my Instagram and they link it, but then you have to... They're
accept
private,
them?
So
yeah,
you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's like, well, why are you
why
giving?
Put that there?
What's the point of you? Like, why are you doing this? Because you're already putting in a filter system before you've met the. This is just insane. This I should just give up now and live. You know, I'll die alone and it'll be fine.
I feel like there's other places to meet people still. Not many, but a few other places to meet people that aren't just the apps.
I hear there are bars.
Apps are there? Functional, but. Most of the people I've actually interacted with have been, in real spaces.
In real spaces. All right, well, we're going to talk about that a little bit more after this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.